On this Wednesday of the second week of Lent, we begin a turning point. It isn't just going to be always this way, but we have in the first reading from Jeremiah 18 the first of these texts in which Jeremiah is a type of the Lord, his laments, his confessions. And in the gospel, we have this clear prophecy of Jesus about his future, the will of the Father for him. And right after it, as often happens in the, particularly the synoptic gospels, total misunderstanding. In Matthew, it's the mother of the two, James and John, but it's just James and John, for instance, in Mark, who want places at the kingdom. They're not quite sure what this kingdom's going to be, but it's looking pretty good. A lot of people are getting impressed, and Jesus is doing a lot of miracles, and maybe somehow he's the one going to drive out the Romans and set up. And he is a son of David, you know, so he should really be king. And there's a lot of people would back us up, not only violent people, but others. And so we want to be in on this. And Jesus reverses the whole expectation. That's not what's going to happen, my friends, you see. Just listen to what I prophesied. Huh? They will hand him over to death, to the Gentiles, to be mocked and scourged and crucified. And he will be raised on the third day. So we're beginning now to see this seriousness of Lent, and it's a call to us. Have I agreed with the Lord what I'm supposed to be doing for Lent, and am I doing it? What does the Lord want of me so that my life, my heart, my emotions, my life will be different, and I will be able to enter into the mystery of the resurrection with certitude, with sureness, with joy? I know what my existence is all about. I know why I live. I know why I exist. I know where I'm going. And I know the way there. And the way is Jesus. So that's why these texts are important for us. I would suggest once again, you know, that you take time in the day, either before or after Mass. These gifts, you know, this is the Holy Spirit gifting us. Well, here we have this text from Jeremiah. And where the people of Judah and the citizens are saying, let's contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the laws of instruction from the priests, or of counsel from the wise, or of messages from the prophets. Poor Jeremiah, he has the word of the Lord. Everybody else has religion. Now, it won't be the end of religion. We'll still have the sacrificial system. There'll be intelligent things said by the priests. You know, everything will be, there'll be religion. But there'll be no faith. And there'll be no obedience to God. So we have this elaborate, beautiful system. And, there'll be nice things said, encouraging. Everything will go along. But at its heart, it will stink. And here's poor Jeremiah. I got to take on the whole country. I got to tell all these people, this Hekal, this temple, it's a waste of time. God looks at it and he holds his nose. I got to tell all these good people who think they're very pious that you're not. You don't love God in any way near the way he loves you. And you don't obey God, you've erected your own religious system, and tell God that's what he's going to be satisfied with. Well, he's God. He won't be satisfied with that. God is radical. God is love. And it's love that cuts through all that stuff and says, you know, I've got to give my whole life to God. God made me. God has an eternity for me. And God cares about every single person in this world. And I have been so gifted that I know Jesus. I know the way God has provided for this world. And I've got to answer that and tell people. And let my own life radiate the mystery of the suffering and the resurrection of Christ in my own life so that it gets out to the world. So here's poor Jeremiah, you know, actually his whole life is a prophecy. He's the symbol. And when this other prophet later writes about the suffering servant, the person he has in mind as he's, you know, sketching out what this suffering servant is going to look like, you see, is Jeremiah. A real figure of Christ. Now, he doesn't like the job, which is intelligent, you know? I mean, he knew it from the beginning. When the Lord first called, he said, "Oh Lord, look, I'm just a young fellow." No, no. The Lord said, "Don't you say you're a young fellow. You do what I tell you to do. I'll be with you. Don't you worry about that. I will be with you. I will make you a brass wall. I don't care how many they are or how many plots they get against you. You are going to do my will." But that's why Jeremiah is precious. Because you see, he begins to open up the dimension of this figure who, there is a figure you can just make out in the Old Testament. You could just catch glimpses of him here and there. He's the suffering poor man whose whole life is given over to God. And all these psalms, you know, there are many psalms, put it that way, which are the prayers of this suffering just man, whether it be this one, whether it be Jeremiah, whether it be, certainly it's the psalm, my God, why have you abandoned me? And Jesus identified, he knew that, you see, there's a tough dimension to religion, to answering God. You won't be rich, you won't be famous, you won't be popular, you won't be anything except you'll be beloved by God. And God will care for you. And God will use you because of his love for his people. And so you see, that's what Jeremiah is saying, you know. Heed me, O Lord, listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid for evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember, I stood before you and speak on their behalf to turn away your wrath from them. Now look what they're doing. And Jesus, who is always present, said to Jeremiah, "Yeah, I know. I know exactly what that's like. Now, just obey me. Just trust me. You have got to bring this message to my people because they are saturated with religion, but they have no faith. And they're going to tell me that I should be satisfied with that. We built you a nice big temple. We got all these elaborate ceremonies. We got all these great stuff going on. We got all these experts in theology. We're doing great. And God says, you're not doing great. You're not obeying me. And the fire of my love for you, where is it in your fire of love for me? Where is it? And the fire of your love for my love for your people, my people, and where is your love for the people? And so you see, we're 10 days into Lent, and we're taking this shift. We've been learning about the basics, you know. We heard the Beatitudes, we heard, you know, to get ready. And now the Lord is saying, come on, come, my God, look what I've done for you. But don't you realize that, remember when Jonah complained, and God said, you're worried about this gourd that just shriveled up. And I shouldn't worry about 45,000 people who don't know their right hand from their left? You see, God's love and care for every human being. there is a way, all these things are gifts, these ceremonies, and they're gifts to lead us and to help us express one thing. I'm totally sold out to you, God. You can do with my life what you want. I'm totally sold out to you because I love you. And I want to live by faith, not by religion. And so we have this rather, you see, and so here's these two fellows. Yeah, this the kingdom's going to be a pious kingdom. My goodness, look at Jesus. But it'll be nice, you know. Did you ever, you remember that musical, I Always Wanted to Be an Apostle? Maybe, I guess that's Jesus Christ Superstar. You remember that? And the apostles are all drunk there at the Last Supper. I always wanted to be an apostle. I always wanted to write my memoirs. You know, you remember that? The guy, he's an artist. Huh? So he got it. You see? I would like to be, you know, rich, famous, a little bit, not too much, you know, and comfortable. Jesus said, that's not what I called you to. And so we have this gift today. Jesus says, look, this is what's going to happen to me. And I am that one figure, that suffering poor man, that is just, you can always catch him in the Old Testament. Well, now, here I am. Now you can join the dots, and you can see what I look like.